Okay, let's get started.
Okay.
Everybody grab your seats. All right, Corbett's on the phone.
All right, I'm here, sir.
Grab your seats here. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Metro Board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask the secretary to read the roll.
Chair Evans?
Here.
Vice Chair Crawford?
Here.
Director Hudgens for Vice Chair Corcoran? Director Horner? Director Price?
Present.
Director Goldman? Director Dorsey? Director McMillan? Chairman, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. First item on the agenda. Second item is the approval of the agenda. I'd like to move the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I'd like to, all in favor of the agenda, but I have to amend the agenda. So would I amend it before we vote on it? Okay. So I'd like to amend today's agenda to remove the employee spotlight, the item on the transition of the Writers Advisory Council to Amplify, and the General Manager's Report. So we're removing the General Manager's Report and the employee spotlight because our General Manager, Mr. Wiedefeld, has had a family emergency and is unable to come to the meeting today. Are there any objections? And seeing none, I'd like to recognize Mr. Dorsey quickly for some comments. Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Writers Advisory Council item has been removed from the agenda. As we are going to move forward with continuing having the Writers Advisory Council and the product of the work of a task force that included several members of the board working with the RAC to figure out how to streamline its operations so that it produced a more fulfilling experience for RAC members, while also being cognizant of the limitations of WMATA staff. That's a proposal that had been worked on with the RAC over a series of months, and we will be looking to memorialize that next month and continuing the RAC under those under that guise.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dorsey. So I'd like to move the agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on the agenda as amended? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for September 27th, 2018 board meeting, September 27th, 2018 executive session, and October 11th, 2018 executive session. I'd like to move approval of the minutes. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes.
Aye.
Next item on the agenda is the public comment. So we have, starting with Rebecca Mason. Ms. Mason? Okay. Okay, welcome to the board meeting, the Metro Board. Good morning. What's wrong?
Good morning to the members of the board. Thank you. My name is Rebecca Mason. I'm proud to be a member of the RAC. Right now I represent Montgomery County. I'm very heartened to hear that the dissolution of the RAC has been tabled so that we can continue to work with the board to inform and improve riders' access to transit with WMATA. I have prepared a statement, and this was obviously not under the impression that the RAC would still be around, so I am going to share a few of the words in support of the RAC, and I look forward to continuing to work with you guys to make our volunteer time in improving riding more efficient for the board so that we can continue to collaborate. In this region, each of us lives, works, prays, and plays in a large area, very diverse, and we often come together even despite our differences. We're made up and connected by the desire to live safe, affordable, accessible, and peace-filled lives. And one of the things that unites us is transit. And I'm very passionate about serving Montgomery County. And in whatever capacity the board allows us to continue working together, to improve access to transit and to improve the riding experience on the WMATA system. When our varied interests diverge as WMATA riders, we expect that the leaders will step up and listen to the stakeholders, those folks who are invested in this system. We are invested to make sure that WMATA can rise to the occasion. We don't want WMATA just to be back to good. We want it to be the system that we all truly deserve in this region. So thank you so much for not voting to eliminate the RAC today, and we continue to look forward to working with you. We know that there are some recommendations that we will continue to finalize soon. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next public witness is Michael Bell. Good morning, Mr. Bell. Welcome to the Metro Board meeting.
I'm back again for the same reason, trying to get my files and pay. I came down Monday, and I called up the general counsel, and they told me someone was coming down. I waited about an hour, but nobody came down. I've been here since a little after 9 this morning. Somebody's supposed to be coming down, but nobody's come down. So I'm wondering if you can find out what attorney I'm supposed to talk to. How come they never come down?
Okay, Mr. Bell, thank you very much, and I'll see if we can get somebody to come down, okay? Okay, thank you, Mr. Bell. All right, next public witness is Robert Fogle. Welcome to the Metro Board meeting, Mr. Fogle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Robert Fogle. I'm Vice Chair of the Riders Advisory Council, and we are pleased by the board's action this morning. We think RAC provides a vital role for riders in the future of Metro, and we think the future of Metro is on a positive step, positive up, downhill, uphill, I should say.
Yes, we are uphill.
Yeah. The first thing I'd like to say is I'm not only am I pleased that the elimination of RAC is at the table, I'm also pleased that you're going to use the tentative agreement that Member Dorsey and the members of RAC have negotiated. I think it's got some very, very important points addressing size, committees, procedures for RAC communicating with the board, and a number of items that I think will, in the future, help the process work better than it has in the past. Finally, I would just like to ask that the letters that were sent to the board by the Maryland and Virginia House delegation, the Maryland and Virginia Senate delegation, Montgomery County, and the Council of Governments Transportation Planning Board be made part of the official record of this proceedings. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. And just a comment on that, too. I am so pleased at the enthusiasm by the members of Congress and the various jurisdictions. And we are, and one of the things we're going to ask you all to do is to help us get them to share sort of that same enthusiasm for some of the bigger issues we're facing at Metro. And I think the RAC can play an enormous role in doing that. So thank you. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, our next witness is Bill Orleans.
I apologize if I should be as pleased as others with the removal of this from the agenda. I am pleased. My intention was, even without the status as a member of board, to move today its removal. I'm not close enough, is that where
there you go. Yeah, I just couldn't hear you. Yeah.
But you've saved me, relieved me of that burden. But I would like, in fact, to know why the board was prepared before it met this morning to remove it. I would like to know why, in fact, it was placed on the agenda to begin with. There has never been discussion in committee which suggests that it's only been the result of executive sessions ruminations among the board members to do so. I'm pleased that it's removed today. I didn't fully understand Member Dorsey's amendment. I look forward to getting a written copy of that later so I can read it and understand it. But it never, from my perspective, never should have been on today's agenda. And further explanation and explication of why it was on today's agenda to begin with, I think is appropriate. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And Heidi Case. Welcome to the Metro Board, Ms. Case.
Good morning, board members.
Good morning.
I am here, unfortunately, to talk about the horrendous death of one of your wheelchair riders recently, who in frustration, I believe, and have certainly experienced with elevator outages, attempted to take an escalator up and died. And I'd like to share, I am a part of DC Adapt, and we have had a large number of people attending our meetings concerned about the elevator outage issue. In August, even on your own website, you can go back and see many of the days when the red line shuttage was going on, 16, 17, 18, 20 elevator outages. You told your other riders, consider using the green line. During a considerable period of August, the two places where you can transfer to the green line at L'Enfant and Gallery Place, those elevators were out, and that was impossible for people in wheelchairs to be able to do that, while simultaneously, which was good policy, you had all your shuttle buses at all those red line stops so that when people called, you know, there weren't any shuttle buses sent. And the biggest problem we have seen, and I have been reporting this, and many people, a bunch came to the AAC meeting. When that number that you flash 1 to 2 minutes on the rail to call for a shuttle bus, they refuse to send them. And this is repeated. I personally have more than once experienced this. They say that has nothing to do with us. I've been told you need to call rail. This week before last, I, in frustration, called Christian Blake. He called and ordered them to send a shuttle, and they still refused. He told me it was. I sat there. A Metro road supervisor showed up and said, we're not sending one. You got to find a bus. The first bus that came already had two wheelchairs on it, so I could not access that. It is a problem, and we are asking that from the top, it's got to make clear. That's an ADA requirement that alternative is, and it is happening across the board.
Okay. All right, Ms. Case, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. And then finally, Sabrina Mason. Stephanie Mason, okay. Got the wrong name here. It's Sabrina. All right, it is Sabrina then. Ms. Mason, welcome to the Metro Board.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Sabrina Mason, and I've served with WMATA as a frontline employee for 15 years. Back in 2015, I was wrongfully terminated after the passing of my mother. When I lost my mother in July of 2015, I requested leave through EAP. I asked it to go to the EAP because I had become severely depressed. I received a letter in my mail about a month later stating that my employment was terminated. They stated that I was AWOL and never called, never showed. The whole time I had communicated with the division about my whereabouts and the process I was bringing my mother out of town. Secondly, there was a miscommunication within the division. Secondly, the union had the opportunity to represent me to get my job back, but I was told that they could not find the person any longer that worked in EAP to verify our conversation. Okay. Thirdly, I just like to state that I was also told by the union that they had came before the board and the board could not reach a decision, yay or nay. For these 3 years, I have been, you know, trying to find out how do I go about getting my job back. I mean, my life was turned upside down, the loss of my mother, and then a month later, the loss of my job. So at this point, I just want to right the injustice that was done. I do want my employment reinstated, and I'd like to know about how can we go, I go about that. And I thank you for this opportunity to present.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's all of the individuals who signed up for the public comments. So we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee. Mr. Posner. Mr. Posner, welcome to the Metro Board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to see Ms. Hutchins back at the table. And it goes along with the first thing I'm going to do is to invite the board and everybody in the room to come to the Accessibility Awards presentations this evening. We're going to have a reception at 6 and awards given out after, and it's known as such and since last year's Hedinger Award winner. So it's a pleasure to see you back at the table. I'd also like to take a minute looking in the corner to see Mr. Lowby, and even though he has been removed from the agenda, he hasn't been removed from our hearts. We really are going to miss him from the board because he was our safety guy, someone we could always talk to. But let me go on and give an amen to what Ms. Case just told you about elevators and escalators. It's been an ongoing battle about having the shuttles available as to who we call and how we get the shuttles for the people that are in wheelchairs and don't have accessibility. And I think Mr. Leader is here, and I'm sure he's going to work on that and get it fixed and have it moving. We had an interesting talk with the elevator people at the Bus for Health Committee this month. You may remember I have been asking for the last couple of years, as has the AAC, to have the mezzanine street elevators default to the street so that folks would not be sitting in the rain, the cold, the heat, the snow, and all the others. And the elevator folks explained all the elevator outages are due to water intrusion, many of them, if not all of them. And they said, gee, you know, if we had the elevator stop at the street, that would stop the water from coming into those particular elevators, and it might really reduce the problem we're having with water. What a good idea. We're going to investigate it and move forward with it. So I thought I would point that out, that we may actually finally get the mezzanine to street elevators to default to the street, not just because it's nice to the customers, but because it's actually going to be nice to the elevators and have them work better. Along the same line of being nice to the customers, unfortunately, Mr. Wiederfeller had a family problem and isn't here today. But at his presentation to the financial group, when the initial budget was put in, one of the major moves for WMATA is increasing ridership, which is a good thing. And one of the things he talked about was increasing bus passes that are out there. Right near, WMATA has bus passes for university students, for convention goers, for name your fare regular riders. And one of the things that the AAC has asked for the last couple of years is a pass for Metro Access riders. Metro Access is supposed to be parallel to the bus rail transit system. The pricing is similar to the bus rail transit system. We have riders that on a regular basis have to go for 2 to 3 days a week for dialysis. We have riders that go 5 days a week for work. We have riders that go to Redskin games every Sunday or Capital games. And so the request that the AAC makes is that we investigate the idea of having a pass available for Metro Access riders, similar to the name your own fare pass that you have for bus rail riders. The other thing that happened during the month was the hearing on the cashless bus system and also the new policy on baby buggies not having to be folded. And one of the things that popped into the mind when the AAC was discussing this was how much we missed Ms. Porter and Mr. Mnuchin. Ms. Porter was someone that we always talk statistics with. That's one of her skills. Just one, not all. And Ms. Mnuchin, who handles DC bus and DC circulator, has a lot of experience with baby buggies. In both instances, the presentations that were given about the baby buggies and the cashless bus lacked any data whatsoever. I grew up in science, healthcare science, and we have something called comparative effectiveness research, where you compare something with something else, and you make a decision based upon whether it's better or worse, and what the intended consequences are. Well, these two proposals of no longer having baby buggies fold when they get on buses were obviously made by somebody that's never tried to get on the mall circulator during the summer, or exit the mall circulator during the summer, or was aware of the fact that the cashless bus was being put in just to increase the speed of entering and exiting the bus. They're counterproductive. And so all I'm asking of the board and WMATA is to go back to using common sense, logic, and statistics before they make decisions on things like this, and crunch the numbers and look at what's happening. The other thing that I'd like to point out with statistics is an update on the abilities ride system. And it's working. It could work better. The numbers we have show a decrease in ridership in Montgomery County for Metro Access. And we give credit to the Abilities Ride program for that. We don't have a decrease in ridership in Prince George's County, but we have a bending of the curve. So for the last month, we have only had a 3,000 rides increase for Prince George's County, as opposed to the typical 13,000 increase in rides. And the ownership of the cab companies, Mr. Blake, is expanding the program. We're hoping that communication is going to get better, and Amplify will continue, Abilities Rise will continue to grow and take some of the stress off of Metro Access ridership system, as has DC Ride and Star. The other thing that we had presentations were the 8,000 rail car and 7,000 series car. 7,000 series cars still show slipperiness on the older cars in the 7,000 series. And again, the cleaning crew is doing a wonderful job. They sparkle, they're clean, they're wonderful, but all the grit's been removed. So something needs to be done to address that. And when we talk to the 8,000 series folks, that's one of their lessons learned. And they're moving forward with 8,000, you know, in a really good manner. And they're going to keep us in the loop as to what's going on. Last month, we suggested the idea of using flip seats, like Mr. Mnuchin uses on the DC circulators, for the wheelchair parking spots. And we also talked about elevating the height of the priority seats. And it was interesting, during our rail committee, we had public comment from some shorter stature folks who said, we don't want to raise the seats too high because then it becomes difficult for them to get by. And so one of the thoughts that we had, if we can have flip seats in one place, priority seats in the other, we set one level of height for the folks that need support getting up out of the low seats, and one set at a height that's appropriate, head level, for shorter stature folks to be able to handle. So that's some of the busy stuff that we've had during this month. And this year, heading through Ward Dinner, is sitting right there, Mrs. Rush. Ms. Rush, and I'm going to ask if she has anything to say. Good. I'm clear now. And ask if there are any questions from the board.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Posner. Any questions for Mr. Posner? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to do that. A lot of the options. Oh, yes. Most of them are in a letter to the board. The ones that occurred after that letter went out will be in next month's letter to the board. If you'd like it a little sooner than that, we will. Traditionally, what we have done, because the board letter is from last month's meeting, is as new things happen after that goes out, we will do that, but it's repeating what we've already
said. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Posner.
Thank you.
And just, Mr. Chairman,
Somebody else has a question?
Yes. Just, you know, the general manager's not here today, but Ms. Ellison, if we can just make sure to see if we can get a staff follow-up on the request for higher seats, retrofits in the 7,000, and whether that's a part of the scope of the 8,000. Any issues therein, I'd be happy to hear it. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We all appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Posner. All right, next item on the agenda is a report by the Riders Advisory Council. Ms. Korta. Welcome to the Metro Board.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as the chair of the Riders Advisory Council, I currently have Stayin' Alive in my head right now, so I just wanted to share that and get it stuck in everybody else's head as well. And I'd like to thank all the different groups that provided letters of support or statements of support to have the RAC continue to exist. We certainly appreciate that and happen to think we should continue to exist. Earlier this week, WMATA held a hearing on the fares and fee increases, and it drew a very small number of members of the public, which emphasizes the fact that those hearings are not necessarily the most robust way to get information out and to get information in to the WMATA board. There are a lot of current and upcoming issues that affect riders, which are your customers, and we, as the RAC, look forward to getting to have an impact on many of these decisions, everything from parking fees to special event fares to concession sales within the system, changes to the rush hour promise, the 8,000 series trains. There's a whole lot of different issues that all directly affect riders, and we think that WMATA staff are very capable of making a lot of these decisions, but integrating rider feedback will definitely make every one of those decisions a better one. We also think that it's rather alarming that board members of a major transit system in the country believe it to be crazy to run more trains in off-peak times, which might be true if WMATA were a for-profit enterprise, but it is not. The riders would like to remind the board that WMATA exists to serve the community and the riders and not to turn a profit. We're glad that the RAC is continuing. We look forward to continuing to work with you, and we expect that riders will stay at the forefront of all of WMATA's decisions.
Okay, thank you very much. Hold on. Any questions for? Yep. I might start right over Steve and then move down the line.
Just since I was paraphrased there, I would want to comment that I have no illusions this authority exists to make a profit. We are, however, in the business of allocating a subsidy from the local jurisdictions in the most efficient manner possible. I don't believe that more off-peak trains are the most efficient use of that subsidy, which is fine, but it's a conversation that can continue. Thank you.
Mr. Goldman.
Ms. Gordon, I want to thank you for being patient and persevering with us for the last few months as my colleagues and I have reviewed these issues and come to the conclusion full circle again that the RAC is good, the RAC is nice, the RAC is worth keeping, and so I look forward to seeing you again next month in November when we can give thanks for that, and look forward to seeing you many months thereafter on the Thursday at the end of the month. And you mentioned some things that the RAC should look into. Two things that I appreciate, and I'd welcome your group looking into, because I think it would be helpful for me, is on the 8,000 series trains procurement, which the general manager started, whether riders are satisfied, happy with the look at the 7,000 cars and what improvements they would like to see or what changes they would like to see as we move forward design and the procurement of those trains. I think the other issue I would welcome the riders' comments on is General Manager's announcement last week that the system would be returning next year to ATO, automatic train control, whether RAC riders have some concerns with that or have questions. I think that's an issue that we will be dealing with over the next few months. And I welcome the views of riders about that return to automatic train control. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at Thanksgiving time this month.
Well, as an expression of the RAC's enthusiasm, half of the group is here today, having taken time off work to attend this board meeting. So we are glad that we will continue to exist, staying alive.
Hold on. Mr. Horner, go ahead. No? Okay. Anybody else down this end? No? Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a report of the chair. So first, I would like to commend one of my former colleagues from the federal government, Mr. Bob Lauby, who stepped down from the Metro Board this past summer. Bob, where are you? Around here someplace? Okay. Okay, because of Bob's busy schedule, this is the first opportunity for us to recognize his Metro service since he departed the board. So, Bob, thank you for being here. It was a pleasure working with you on behalf of all of Metro's riders throughout the region. Your contributions to this board, especially in terms of your safety expertise, are greatly missed. On behalf of the board, I would like to move the following commendation to express our appreciation for your service. Whereas Bob Lauby faithfully represented the federal government on the Metro Board of Directors from June 2016 until June 2018, and whereas Mr. Lauby served on the board's Customer Service Operations and Security Committee, its Pension Committee as Vice Chair, and its Safety and Service Delivery Committee as Chair. And whereas Mr. Lauby brought his extensive knowledge of and experience in rail safety and safety processes to his role as a board member, and whereas Metro greatly benefited from his expertise resulting from his 40-year career in railroads and rail transit involving safety, security, accident investigation, project management, project engineering, manufacturing, and vehicle maintenance, and whereas Mr. Lauby championed transparency regarding incident investigations and reporting on behalf of Metro stakeholders and customers, and whereas his focus on safety reporting and keeping safety issues at the forefront of the board's discussions allowed the board to more fully exercise its oversight role. Concludes as follows. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors offers its sincere gratitude to Bob Lauby for his service and leadership as a member of the WMATA Board of Directors. And be it further resolved that the WMATA Board of Directors commends Bob Lauby for his dedication to providing the best service for WMATA customers. So I'd like to move the resolution at this time. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So, Bob, I'd like to invite you up here to accept the small token of our appreciation for your service. Bob, just before you comment, I will just say this. There's not a time that a safety issue doesn't come up before the board that we don't say we wish Bob was here to provide his comments. So we sorely miss you and certainly wish you good luck in all of your endeavors.
Chairman,
yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry?
Mr. Lauby is not limited to 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're not limited to 2 minutes. So.
Thank you. Well, I don't think I'm going to use up more than 2 minutes, but... you know, I want to thank you for this honor, Chairman Evans, Washington Metro Board members, and alternate Washington Metro Board members. You know, thank you so much. This is truly, truly an honor for me today, but it's really been an honor for me to participate with the Washington Metro Board for 2 years. And although this was a fairly short tenure, I had 2 years with Washington Metro Board, I'd like to say that certainly this is one of the highlights of my railroad safety career serving as a board member. Certainly I'm disappointed that some of the circumstances that changed did not allow me to really continue to contribute at the level that I was used to and accustomed to. Certainly that is disappointing. However, I think that during the time I was here, I think we accomplished a lot. And we really made some inroads to make Washington Metro safe for the riding public. However, there is a lot left to do. And that's certainly something that needs to be in the back of our mind as we move forward. But I'm confident that with the leadership of Paul Wiedefeld, with Joe Leader, who's over here, in the audience, and with Pat Lavin and the other senior managers of Washington Metro, I'm confident that they'll continue to put safety first. And I'm also confident that the Washington Metro Board will continue to support the senior leadership that we have here at Washington Metro and continue to do the right thing for the right reasons. And that's important so that we have a safe, efficient, reliable transportation system for the greater Washington area. So thank you very much for this honor. I appreciate my time here, and I'll see you guys on the Orange Walk. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, next, I'd like to note that we'll officially kick off Metro's budget season next week when the general manager presents his budget. I again want to commend the leaders in this region who supported the $15 billion capital investment in Metro. For our part, the Metro Board is working to ensure that the investment delivers a great transit system for its customers and the businesses who depend on Metro, as well as for Metro's workforce, who are constituents, neighbors, and employees, the 10th largest employer in the region. Measurable improvements are being made every day in safety and reliability. We've driven down incidents on Metro Rail. Part 1 crimes are down 20%. Passenger offloads are down 45%. We've achieved 95% customer satisfaction, and overall customer complaints are down 25%. Earlier this week, I spoke at an awards ceremony honoring Metro's outstanding employees for the hard work they do and their contributions to the authority, our customers, and to the region. As we all know, Metro employees are the backbone of our system, and we value their dedicated work. We also need their help to ensure that we continue to improve safety and efficiency so that Metro remains an economic and jobs powerhouse for the National Capital Region. So those are my comments for today. I want to thank everyone for all their hard work. And at the award ceremony, it was really heartening to see so many people and such enthusiasm. Again, all of you who work for Metro, all of us who work for Metro, I want to thank you for your hard work. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a report by the Finance and Capital Committee. Mr. McMillan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The following item is referred to the board at the October 11th Finance and Budget Committee meeting. Approval of changes to WMATA use regulations. Staff sought committee approval for updates and changes to Metro's use regulations. These regulations govern the permitted use of Metro property by others. The revisions would, 1, revise and restate the use regulations, 2, authorize the sale of food and drink on Metro property outside of Metro Rail station's paid areas, and 3, delegate the GM CEO the authority to approve commercial uses on Metro property. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Dorsey?
So Commonwealth of Virginia and jurisdictions therein had some concerns about the use regulations and making sure that there was going to be provisions for continued coordination with jurisdictions to make sure not just laws and ordinances, but local policies were followed. Subsequent to that, we've gotten a memorandum from staff indicating how they plan to present any particular licenses that may be up for approval to the jurisdiction in advance, so that somewhat satisfies that concern, and we're prepared to move forward with it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dorsey. Any further comments? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. What? Corbett, say yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, very good. Anything further, Mr. McMillan?
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have two items on the board's consent agenda today. I'd like to move approval of the following. A, approval of the ground lease at the Potomac Yard Metro Station. Staff requests board approval of a ground lease at the site of the Potomac Yard Metro Rail Station to support the station's construction. And B, indemnification for parking space lease at former Walter Reed site. Staff seeks board approval for an indemnification which will allow for the lease of parking spaces at the former Walter Reed site. The lease of spaces is necessary due to structural issues at the Northern Bus Garage, which prevent buses from being stored there overnight. So I'd like to move approval. Is there a second? Any discussion on either item? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, the next item on the agenda are the reports by the jurisdictions from the District of Columbia. This weekend is the Marine Corps Marathon coming up, And so Metro will be opening early for the Marine Corps Marathon as part of our plan for early and late openings. And the Marine Corps Marathon will be paying for those extra time that they have. And it should be a beautiful run, although it's supposed to rain this weekend, which is not good. But nonetheless, that's it. And that's my report from the district. Mr. Crawford from WSTC.
We continue to plan for our public hearings. You'll hear more about those. We've got tentative dates. We're now looking for locations. It'll be looks like the we'll have one in Prince George's County, one in Montgomery County. They will right now looks like the last week of November and the first week of December. More information to follow. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Supplemental report,
please.
For Maryland. Thank you,
Mr. Goldman.
Turns out that in Maryland, early voting begins today. So we encourage all of you who are residents of Maryland to go out there and vote. It's trite to say that it's important to vote, but perhaps this election, it's a very important election for you to vote in. For some, maybe your life depends on. So go out and vote. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman. From NVTC, Ms. Hudgens.
No report.
Okay, from the federal government, Mr. Horner.
We have a short report. It's really to refer the public to the press release just issued by WMATA concerning clean audit of its books. And this is it's more than dollars and cents. It represents a steady change in culture of the organization. So please read the press release. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Finally, in accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsections A, budgetary matters that may affect legal positions for WMATA contracts or sensitive relationships with local jurisdictions or the federal government, and F, safety and security matters. So I'd like to move this request at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. And so with that, the meeting's adjourned. We'll see everybody upstairs.